The Lord Jesus appointed 72 disciples, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs, to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
On this feast of St. Luke, we celebrate a man who had the pleasure and the joy of the Holy Spirit inspiring him to write the Gospels, to record the life of Christ so that we might hear God speak to us. Every Mass, every time we hear the Scriptures, especially in the books St. Luke wrote, the Gospel according to Luke and Acts of the Apostles. Not only that did he get recorded the Gospels, but he had the joy of proclaiming the Gospel of God. He was known as the companion of Paul. Whenever Paul was imprisoned or in immense distress, Luke was often right there. If he'd get out of prison, Luke would meet him quickly and join Paul. At one point, Paul says, "Everyone has left me except for Luke." In our gospel, we hear today that many people were sent out by Jesus, 72 disciples, and he sent them out as lambs among wolves. He sent them so that they would need God that badly. And they learned that God took care of them. They go out, proclaim the gospel, and they proclaimed the gospel by the Lord's power. Then St. Luke with St. Paul got to experience again. When they went out to proclaim the gospel, the Lord took care of them again and again. When they were imprisoned, they were released. When they were in shipwreck, the Lord took care of them again and again. And into the future, at the very end of their lives, after St. Luke wrote his gospel, you see we're wearing red today, he was martyred, but even in that, he knew the Lord was taking care of him and heaven would wait for him. Luke, as he wrote his gospel, I'm sure got to realize the Lord took care of things again and again in every situation, no matter how difficult it was. What if we were to have Luke's heart and just recognizing God takes care of me, he takes care of everything. If we were to look back at our lives and realize in that situation, that seemed insane, the Lord took care of me. And in this situation I'm in now, I trust that the Lord will take care of me. In the situations to come, I trust the Lord will take care of me. And he will keep doing that all the way to heaven. St. Luke, pray for us.